scare you. No, y'all. You gotta think about this. In a few years, and I don't know, people, they gonna be mad when I say this, but it's true. The immigrants are gonna be here. Y'all just, you know, go ahead and get used to that. It's like, I know so many people get mad, but it's true. You might as well go ahead and get used to that. But y'all gonna realize what I'm saying is true. We are not gonna have enough housing and food for everyone. Everybody that think that's crazy is like, you clearly not seeing the truth. And I told y'all, they have already paid farmers to cancel crops and, okay, they have canceled grocery store orders for the next 5 years, like in the future, okay? Meaning, this is what's happening. They either realize that people won't be able to afford the groceries. Do you get what I'm saying? So they went ahead and canceled them. And because I'm thinking inflation is going to continue to raise over the next couple years. Like, I don't think it's going to go down. I think it's going to keep on getting higher, right? Okay? Or, right, they're doing it to the extent of making people see that, okay, we're not going to feed you. You're going to have to feed yourself, right? It's just like when I told people, like, once they make the whole government shutdown thing, once we hear about how that goes, I'm telling y'all, that's going, you're going to have to act accordingly based off what's going to happen with that. Because, y'all, if people are already having issues now, like I said, feeding themselves, buying groceries, doing stuff like this, can you imagine 5 years from now? And mind y'all, these are just like penny to the dollar inflation prices. This ain't even the worst inflation can get, just in case some of y'all don't realize that. Like, you do realize inflation can go as high as like multiple dollars, like within a week. Okay, and just like he explained, that explains how money basically goes up based off of how much they actually print out and what they do. And I'm like, yep, that's true. Because I remember that. That's something that they taught us when we was in school. They was like, yep, that's how money goes up. It goes up based off of those things. Okay, why would this person... I don't even want to know. As long as I don't think them, we should be good. It is, y'all. It's just crazy. Like, when I'm really seeing what's going on, I'm like, God, thank you, God, that it's just me. Because I'm thinking, Jesus, I cannot imagine if it's going to be like multiple men and women. Boy, y'all, please stay focused. You know, prayed up. Make sure you're, you know, paying attention to what's happening. It's just like, God. And I'm telling y'all, what's so sad is almost every single person I warned ignored it. I was looking at them like, okay. Because I'm telling y'all, they keep thinking, God's grace and mercy is going to continue to hold them. And like I said before, faith without works is dead. You can, for example, you can work a job. You can do what you're supposed to do, right? But at the end of the day, if you don't really have another means of understanding what to do if things get chaotic, right, a plan to put in place, something he mentioned that was important too was financial plan. I'm like, yep, that's what I'm instilling now, getting a financial plan together just in case there is an emergency. Y'all gonna realize how crazy that is. I'm telling you, man, it's just the stuff I see. What is this? Oh yeah, to renew. Right, and I currently, I told myself I was going to go look at one-bedroom apartments, but I really didn't see the point of doing that. I'm going to be real with you, I didn't see the point of doing it because I just feel like, for what? Like, I feel like where I'm at, it's way too affordable to let go, basically. And I know for a fact that if I don't, I'm telling y'all, there's going to be people lined up to take that spot. And I know it's true because I've been living there for 5 years. And I can tell y'all that in the beginning, when I first lived there used to be so much parking space. I wish I could explain to y'all, like, the full front lot wouldn't even be full. Now, even the back and the overflow is full to where, damn, you may not even have a parking spot when you come in one night. I was like, this is crazy. You know, this is just what I've been observing. And I'm just like, well, what are they gonna do when the amount of people that live here, you know, the cars and all this stuff. I said, what are people supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Now, it's different for me. I will tell y'all this. It's different for me because I've lived there so long. I'm like, in a sense, one of the grandfathered in tenants, to where my rent is lower, this, that, the third, than other people's. But I told y'all, I also didn't buy that furniture package. I feel sorry for the kids that had to buy that furniture package. I told y'all, where I live there, they had this furniture package where you can get a desk, a bed. I'm thinking, hell no, I can buy that shit myself. I was like, that's a waste of money. And I know some of y'all are thinking, why? Because you know what I kept realizing? I said, and this is when I first moved there. I said, and now I will tell you, when I first moved there, it sucked because I didn't have a bed for like the first couple of months. So I had to buy one. So that part really did suck. But I pushed through it, and I'm glad I ended up doing it. You know why? I kept thinking, I said, what if I get this furniture package with this apartment and then the rent keep going up year after year? And then what if I no longer need it? What if they can't take it out of my contract? Right? That's what I remember thinking. So I said, you know what? Let me just not get that off. It ain't even worth getting. And that's why I didn't get it. Yep, I'm so glad I did that. I don't care what nobody say. I'm very happy I did that because it proved to be true. And they told me, I was asking a guy the other day, like, what's the highest the rent will be? And every time I ask him, it's a different price. He'll say it goes up and up. But in my mind, I'm like, isn't there a cap on student living? I'm like, you can't make it to a point of where it's $1,000. I said, that would be insane. That would literally be insane. Like, if you really start paying that amount, it's student for a reason. It's supposed to be more affordable, less expensive than if you move somewhere on your own. That's why you have roommates and XYZ. But now, I don't know, y'all. The way they got this going, the way this is looking, who knows how much this is gonna cost in a couple years. I'll be thinking, like, how much is gonna cost? Now, luckily, or hopefully, you know, hopefully my land and stuff will be paid off by then. That's what I'm hoping. Because I should be done by then. Then I could just move to my own property and stuff like that. And then I won't have to worry about it. But that's just until then. Now, how you doing? Now I would know, you know, based off some of the things we see, I really would know, like, what to expect or what's going to happen. I'm thinking, like, man. And y'all, this is why I'm so glad. Like I told y'all, this is why I said I got a car. That's why I went ahead about my land. Because the truth is, my mortgage price for that is not going to change. It's going to stay the same for years. So is my car. That's going to stay the same. But I have to wait until y'all know how long. I told y'all how long it takes to fix up the house. I have yet to visit my property, by the way. I bought this. I have yet to visit it. I have yet to go out there. I keep telling myself I'm going to make time. But I feel like every time I get ready to, then something else comes up. So I think it might be best if I probably go around a time period when it's like less crowded or something. You know? Yeah, and I told you I keep paying it by the time. But I realize by the time it's paid off, I only have, I want to say, how much left on my little mortgage for my land payment? I think I only have like $6,000 or $7,000 left to pay off on my mortgage or my land payment. So as you can see, I've been working very avidly towards that. I know, right? I feel blessed just to be able to have that much left over, you know, a stretch of time period. Now, mind y'all, that's including, I don't think that's including interest. That's not including the interest price. But I know for a fact, probably with interest, it's probably like 10 grand or something. But even still, to only have that left to pay, I can't beat that. I remember thinking, I bought it right on time, right when I should have. Because I'm telling y'all, I just know in a few years, I can't imagine what it's going to be like still having to live in an apartment and then they keep changing the rules. You know what I'm saying? Or they keep changing, like, whatever is taking place there. I literally kept thinking about that one day. I was like, mm-mm. I don't think, yeah, I can't keep going through this. I was like this. So that's why I end up buying my land. And that's what I told you. Then once I fix up the house stuff, I'm just going to take out a loan to basically remodel everything. That's pretty much it. But I realize in the long run, this way is smarter. Because I'm telling y'all, I would rather pay them property taxes. And then, you know, and as you don't know, of course, country taxes are way cheaper than the city taxes. So if that means I have to drive farther every day for work, I wouldn't care because I got a car to do so. So I'm thinking, well, that sounds a lot better than putting myself, I'm telling y'all, in a, what I like to say is a financial chokehold. Because that is what some people literally be doing. You know, and I realized in the long run, a couple years, I was like, this will be smart. Tell y'all. Okay, and then, of course, I want to talk about this later. I'll probably do another episode probably tonight, but not currently. I want to talk about, if y'all haven't heard this, I heard in certain cities, they are really considering y'all canceling public transportation. I was like, oh my God. Like, they're literally considering just removing it all because they're saying that it's such a hassle and it's a problem. And, you know, most of them are built through, you know, of course, the underground tunnels and stuff like that across the cities and across the states. And in my mind, I'm just like, that sounds expensive, not just to change or to stop, but it's like, could y'all imagine how eerily creepy that's gonna be? Like, if they just stop using all those tunnels, and can you imagine the rats? Oh my God, I can't imagine the creepiness of what would happen if they just stopped using it. But yeah, I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later. I wanna bring that up, and I wanna particularly show y'all the cities that were considering these things. Now, I'm not sure if these are towns that are eventually gonna become ghost towns, but it could possibly be that. Okay, so if you don't know, ghost towns are basically cities that used to once thrive and people used to live in it. And then eventually there was no jobs, there was no this, so people left. Now it's just a ghost town or a ghost city. And it's just there. They still got houses there, churches, buildings, empty grocery stores, you name it. You could clearly tell people used to live there, but eventually, you know, that's just what happens when people can no longer afford there, or unfortunately there is no way to work or for them to give themselves income or create a life there, they leave. And I remember thinking, and I ain't trying to be mean, y'all. I'm thinking, why they just don't put the migrants in the ghost towns? Like, fix it up and have them just live there. Wouldn't that make more sense? Okay, that's just me. I just wanted to bring that up too, because nobody seems to talk about these ghost towns that exist here in America that nobody lives in. And I'm telling y'all, it's literally houses still there, that's usual, right? They could have their own little cities or towns or mayors or XYZ. But like I told y'all, it would take time. Most people just, I guess, don't want to live there. Personally, I think it would be smart, but it just depends. Some people don't like the idea because they said they don't like the idea of folks coming over here and just thinking they can have whatever they want. But then in the same extent, I say the same thing I told people. Well, what are you going to do? Where is everybody going to go? You know? Or I said they could use the ghost towns to create different places for jobs or like companies and stuff. You know how like they could do farming out there, you can have a tech company, you could do whatever. People would have to drive far, but so what? At least you got a whole city of basically innovation going on where basically everybody knows, everybody comes to those cities just to work. You can't beat that. I remember thinking, why don't they just reuse these same structures? Instead, y'all, they just let all this stuff we have go to waste. I could say the same thing about these old hospitals. If you don't know this, there was hospitals that were shut down like in 2020. And there's so much equipment in there that can literally be cleaned up and used. I'm like, why are they just wasting this stuff? It just goes to show y'all that I realize how disturbing it is in America, like how we just throw away everything. I'm like, this is like, you know, in my mind, y'all say y'all want to recycle. This is the one thing we can recycle. We can recycle all the old towns nobody lives in. We can recycle the old homes, the things there. We can fix up the cities, the towns, these, you know, once operating businesses, clean them up and use them for something else. Hell, you can even use it for storage space if that's what you want to do. But it's just crazy that I think nobody has ever like mentioned this or thought about this idea. But I thought about it so many times, and I was like, shit, if I could, I would go there and just buy the whole damn town myself and try to fix it up. You know, get other people and say, hey, y'all want to just start doing something? You want to go out here and see if we can make a grocery store or start growing things and start creating stuff? Y'all be surprised how many people just drop and leave their life to start something new or have a fresh start. You have a home, you have this. You know, I just think it's a really considerable idea considering the current state that our countries are going through. You know, it's just not a bad idea. Then you could do little stuff with the schools, you know, one thing at a time. Before you know it, what, 5 or 10 years, could you imagine how progressive a place like that would be if we just changed it and people would say, hey, I volunteer to move out here or take my family out here, and you got different people coming out there to just start changing or fixing things, right? You're still gonna get food closer. You can't beat that. I was like, man. But you know, that's just me. Now, I'm going to probably make, again, y'all, probably another episode about this. And I would like to know what other people think about this. I've thought about this for some while, and I was like, this just seems to be a really good idea. And then I'm going to actually list all the ghost towns that I found that are currently here in America that they just, I guess, let just die off. But y'all, it's so many things there that we could use. It's like really crazy. Schools, the cafeterias, all the stuff there like literally still works. It just needs a little tweaking and a little cleaning, you know? But yes, y'all. Until my next episode, peace.